Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Authorities in Baltimore say six people missing from a bridge collapse are now presumed dead. The six were working on the bridge when a container ship crashed into one of the span support beams, causing it to buckle and fall. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the cause of the disaster, as NPR's Andrew Limbong reports.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy said the investigation will examine both the reported power outage aboard the Dali that occurred before the crash and the safety of the bridge itself.
Part of our investigation will be how was this bridge constructed? It will look at the structure itself. Should there be any sort of safety improvements?
Officials have said the bridge was up to code, but cargo ships have gotten a lot larger since the bridge opened 47 years ago. Earlier today, Maryland Governor Wes Moore confirmed there were six people still unaccounted for. Andrew Limbong, NPR News, Baltimore.
The U.S. Supreme Court is weighing arguments over the Food and Drug Administration's decision to expand access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justice Amy Coney Barrett questioned an example that one of the plaintiffs used to illustrate complications with the drug. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, Barrett pointed out that mifepristone is also given to women suffering failed pregnancies.
Barrett, a mother of seven who herself suffered miscarriages, wasn't the only justice to ask medical questions. Indeed, all four of the female justices asked detailed questions that likely would not have been asked at the Supreme Court prior to the appointment of the first woman in 1981. Questions about ultrasound tests and why they are not required prior to getting the pill, or about the FDA's findings that prescriptions after telemedicine or phone appointments produced no uptick in emergency room visits.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. Russia has extended the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, U.S. officials believe that Gershkovich is a political pawn and is urging Russia to release him.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy says the latest move by a Moscow court is particularly painful, as this week marks 1 year since Evan Gershkovich was arrested. His pretrial detention has now been extended for another 3 months. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Russia has provided no justification for this.
Russia should stop using individuals like Evan Gershkovich or Paul Whelan, who has been detained for 5 years, as bargaining chips. They should be released immediately.
Miller says this remains a top priority for the Biden administration. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 31 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 68 points. And the S&P 500 dropped 14 points. This is NPR News. A New York judge has issued a partial gag order in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Judge Juan Merchan has ordered Trump to stop attacking prosecutors, witnesses, jurors, and court staff. Merchan's order came a day after he rejected Trump's request to delay his criminal trial. The former president is accused of falsifying business documents linked to a 2016 hush money payment to a porn star. The trial is set to begin April 15th. The top law enforcement official in Texas has reached a deal that allows him to avoid securities fraud charges. Prosecutors say they'll dismiss three felony counts if Ken Paxton completes the terms of the deal announced Tuesday at a hearing in Houston. The end of his case comes less than a year after Paxton was acquitted of corruption charges. The Commerce Department is reporting a rebound in durable goods orders last month. We get details from NPR Scott Horsley.
Orders for long-lasting manufactured goods rose 1.4% in February, thanks in part to a big jump in demand for commercial airplanes. The rebound was stronger than forecasters had expected and follows a drop in durable goods orders the two previous months. Excluding transportation equipment, February orders rose 0.5%. Coffee and donuts are a popular combination, in particular McDonald's coffee and Krispy Kreme donuts. After a successful test launch at 160 Kentucky restaurants, McDonald's plans to start offering Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mixed. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.